You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
On Tuesday, the president of the country, President Cyril Ramaphosa, in terms of Section 221 of the Constitution and Section 8 of the Financial and Fiscal Commission Act, appointed members of the Financial and Fiscal Commission to carry out their work over the next 5 years. We're going to be taking a look at this in greater detail with the chairperson of the commission, a gentleman that we might all be very familiar with, served a little under three decades as a member of the National Assembly. In that time, also served as Deputy Minister and Minister of Finance for the Republic of South Africa. I'm joined on the line by Ntate Nhlanhla to take a look at these developments and see if we can make sense of them. Ntate Nene, lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. Allow me to be the first to say congratulations. Curious congratulations that after almost a decade out of public service, you've returned to public finance. What prompted you to say yes? I mean, I suppose a call from the president could have definitely helped that conversation along.
Thank you, Jimmy, and greetings to your listeners. Indeed, very good question. I actually was looking at my very close retirement in the corporate. Because in 3 years' time, I was going to be taking, hanging my boots, so to speak, in the corporate space. But when the call came, I really was very reluctant to say yes. But I felt it would not be fair not to actually give a little bit of my, make a little bit of my contribution in my last few years. After having served the public in the past, and with most of the legislation in this space also having been part of its drafting, and so I felt that if there is a need and if they feel that I'm the right person to fix, let me rather take up the responsibility and do my bit.
Ntate Nene, as the chairperson of the Financial and Fiscal Committee, I understand, of course, that the committee hasn't had the opportunity to meet as yet, but can you give us a sense of the directive that has been tasked to you and the committee and the commission by the president? We know that this commission forms a critical part of policy and decision making within our financial and fiscal policy framework. As the new chairperson, what have the objectives been outlined to you that you and the commission aim to achieve? If you can share some of those.
Look, maybe let me start by making that disclaimer that I actually haven't even set foot in office. Even the formalities have not been finalized also with regards to my onboarding, except the announcement and, of course, that I have accepted the appointment. But as you've correctly pointed out, this is a very critical institution in our fiscal framework, which is established in terms of Section 220 of the Constitution and the Fiscal Framework Commission Act of 99, Act 99 of 97, with a few amendments. But our primary objective being to actually advise Parliament and also to actually make a meaningful contribution in the crafting, especially of the Division of Revenue amongst the spheres of government. So, and that's a very important area, because in executing, its fiscal responsibilities, those things have to be taken into account. And these are challenging times indeed, tight fiscal space, but at the same time, ever-growing needs of society. And also challenges with regards to how those finances are deployed and spent, finally. So we have a responsibility to make sure that our research also is enhanced to give a real effect to sound advice that would actually make sure that We are able to advise committees, advise even state organs that actually are responsible for spending and receiving public funds.
Before I let you go, I want to take a look at what the Commission could potentially bring to an all-important conversation that will be taking place, or that we anticipate to have some feedback on in a couple of months. We got confirmation from the Minister of Finance at the start of the year when he tabled his budget speech that we will be getting a principle-based fiscal anchor by the midterm budget policy statement. And I understand, of course, that your role has yet to take effect here, but I'd like you to put on your other hats that you've previously worn and draw on the experience that you've had as Minister of Finance, and perhaps give us some light on how this introduction of this principle-based fiscal anchor could be aided by the Commission in whatever space. I mean, you have an understanding and an appreciation of the role that this Commission did under your tenure as Finance Minister. What are you hoping you can contribute towards solutioning towards this fiscal anchor?
Indeed, even though I don't have the details as yet, but such discipline in that space is quite relevant, and it's required. And it couldn't have been required at any time than now. Because, as you would know, in the monetary space, you have your inflation target as your anchor of a monetary policy. And therefore, I think it is critical that on the fiscal side, you also do have something that actually brings about that kind of discipline. That discipline should not restrain or restrict spending, but it should actually just provide the necessary safeguards in terms of how resources are deployed and how resources are spent, and also making sure that there is a meaningful impact of those resources where it matters most.
No. You find yourself on the other side of a conversation now that you are in an advisory capacity on the Commission. In the past, you have been receiving the advice from such a Commission. Are you at all concerned that being the one to now provide the advice might be a different conversation to have, perhaps with the current Finance Minister and any other Finance Minister that may come after this?
Well, that has been the story of my life. When I was a member of parliament, I was holding the Minister of Finance to account. And when I became deputy minister, after passing legislation also that gave powers to parliament to be able to scrutinize and amend budgets, I found myself in the ministry. So it is the story of my life, of changing roles. And when the power relations change, the responsibility is that of actually making sure that we have one main objective, actually, of a successful South Africa. And in building our economy, I think at times, whatever experience and skills you developed in another role, they do come in handy in the other role, because you have an understanding of how the other side operates.
In building a proper and worthwhile South Africa, it is important to lend yourself to public service wherever you may be called upon to do so. All the best to you, kind sir, and to the commission that has been appointed by the president. That is the Financial and Fiscal Commission that has been recently announced, and we just had a conversation with the chairperson of that commission, Ntate Nhlanhla-Nene. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best to you and the team.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.